I thought I would pick your brain on the details of this ballot initiative a little bit, because I still think there's a lot of confusion. You know, most people have probably decided, in fact, I think pulling from the Tribune and the Hinckley Institute of Politics show that only 3% of voters are undecided. But, you know, we're dealing with Prop 2, and we're also dealing with this legislative compromise that has been drafted by power players in Utah, including the LDS Church and House Speaker Greg Hughes, and some proponents of the original ballot initiative. So I guess a question I have for you is, how much of the ballot initiative can the legislature tweak if it passes?
If it were to pass, then it would become law in the state of Utah. But that doesn't mean that it can't be changed by the state legislature, and in fact, completely overturned by the state legislature. So the legislature is, of course, the organization which passes laws. And as long as they pass those laws and as long as the governor signs those, they could completely change a ballot initiative. Now, generally, legislators are very reluctant to do that because it's not smart politics, generally. That if you
You've got to think about your constituents.
They are concerned about re-election. Even those who are not in districts that are terribly competitive, this is something that they don't want their political career to end because they seem to be kind of disregarding public opinion. And in this case, the votes of people. So it's something that legislators are always attentive to. Again, some are going to worry more about it. Some are going to worry less about it. But as a body, they are not going to kind of lightly take up the idea and say, well, the voters passed this, but we're going to get rid of it because we don't like it. Even though, again, I think among most legislators, they really don't like this proposition, but they're going to be cautious about that. Now, what's interesting, as you said, and again, what has created confusion here, is there was a proposal early on that there should be a special state legislature meeting and that something should be passed prior to the election. And again, state legislators kind of looked at that and said, we don't necessarily want to do this before the election because that just looks like we're preempting the whole thing. And we'd probably be better off just, letting this ballot initiative go through, even with the sense that it might well pass. But they, again, I think what they were looking at is we may need to make some changes afterwards. What happened, of course, is, as you indicated, we got a meeting of people who said, here's some things we'd like to do. This was pushed very heavily by, some key players in Utah politics. And what we got out of that essentially was a deal that said, right, we're going to make some changes if this passes, but we don't really know what the nature of that deal is. Mm-hmm. And that's really raised a lot of questions. And of course, because we do have a fairly strong group of opponents, we have a group of people who have been working on this for a long time and trying to push it. Neither one is really disclosing what the nature of that deal is. And so I think for voters, where this leaves them is not sure what they should do. Does this deal mean that something's going to pass and therefore they don't need to vote for this proposition? Or does it mean that they should vote for the proposition knowing that there are going to be some changes and those changes may in fact be more amenable to a number of voters? It's just really unclear at this point what that means.
I guess a follow-up to that is, if the legislature is able to revise these initiatives, once they've become law, are these propositions completely meaningless?
No, they're not completely meaningless. And a good example of this is the school voucher bill that passed in the legislature in 2007. So that was an example where the legislature really wanted that. Republicans were a bit divided, but there was a group that they really wanted it. They passed it, passed narrowly. There was a ballot initiative to reconsider it. That ballot initiative passed fairly handily. So there was no school voucher law that went into effect. And the state legislature since then has been very cautious about approaching that question. They still look at that vote and they say, we don't like it, but we lost on that. We're not really going to raise that issue again, even though there have been a lot of groups nationally and some proponents locally who say we should come back, we should revisit this, we should take this up again. There just really has been no appetite among legislators to do that because they kind of feel like, well, the people spoke on that and we don't really want to take that up again. And I think what you see in this year's propositions, is something that's interesting because these are three issues, the Medicaid expansion, the political boundaries, and also this medical marijuana initiative, all of which were things which, again, the legislature has talked about but never really acted upon. Mm-hmm. And so it was clear that citizens were looking at this saying, state legislature really is just not doing some things that we want them to do. And so that's really, in a way, what, you know, the nature of the ballot initiative is for. It shouldn't be used for every law you want to pass, because it's a terribly inefficient way of creating laws. And, you know, it's a difficult way of creating laws. But it does allow people to say, state legislature is not acting on this, mm-hmm. right? Here's another route. We're going to try this. And again, we had a whole bunch of ideas that were out there. These three made it to the ballot. And so I think what you're seeing is now people, again, kind of engaging with that very seriously and trying to make up their minds about what do they do on these particular issues.
I know this is becoming like a real how does a bill become a law kind of conversation, but I am wondering, you know, just because there is that uncertainty about whether or not the legislature will change this proposition if it passes, is there a more permanent route that the public can take? And I'm thinking about Colorado and how they legalized cannabis. They did it through a constitutional amendment. Would Utah ever be able to do something like that?
I think it's extremely unlikely. It is certainly something that could be done. It's entirely possible to amend the state constitution, but amendments to the constitution go through the legislature first, get proposed for the ballot. They have to be approved at the ballot. It's a tough road. What we've seen is that in general, constitutional amendments in Utah have often tended to be fairly kind of minor things, definitions and clarifications of status. And again, one of the things that's true about the Constitution is it doesn't spell out in great detail how certain things are working. So sometimes there's that process. And that's, you know, a lot of times when people look at the constitutional amendments, they're a little confused about what this is all about, because the language seems to be unnecessarily convoluted. And the reason for that, again, is that there's an attempt to try with constitutional amendments, usually to try to present them in such a way that they are related to the nature of the way the Constitution is written, right? So they don't tend mm-hmm. to be overly specific. It's possible that that could happen. Again, politically, I just don't think it's feasible. I don't see the legislature moving in that direction. And I think that, again, while we may see some support among the public, I'm not sure we'd see the kind of support you would need to get that approved.
I hope I'm not coming off too cynically, but I guess my last question for you is, you know, this is an election year, and it's something that legislators and elected officials are keenly aware of. But we also have a lot of state legislators leaving the body after this year. So I'm wondering if you think in 2020, if the legislature happens to pass their own legislation on this and happens to like completely demolish the proposition, do you think voters will remember?
I think they would. And one of the reasons I think is most people in Utah, when they look at government, are admittedly a bit cynical about it. And that's, in all honesty, that's true about Americans in general, right? We are always a little bit cautious about how much we're going to trust elected officials, how much we're going to trust the bureaucracy, even when it's helping us, right? We're often a little bit...
there's a lot of side eye.
That's
the government.
Right. That's right. We're not sure what these people are up to. But I think that this is a case where if it's fairly clear that, you know, even if legislators don't like this, I think if it passes, there will be a fairly strong sentiment among legislators that this is something we need to be very cautious with. I think what we have heard legislators say, and I think it is very likely to be an outcome, is if this proposition passes, there's a fairly good chance that there's going to be some additional regulation, some additional control, particularly around the question of sort of the supply, the growth in supply of marijuana for medical purposes. That I can almost assure is going to happen, but I don't think there would be a sense that legislators would feel, even those who were planning on leaving, that even though citizens voted for this, we think it's a bad idea, we're just going to get rid of it. I think their sense would be what we want to do is make sure that there aren't other effects that come out of this that weren't intended from this proposal. Again, one of the problems of writing a ballot proposition is you have to use fairly general language, and you want to provide enough detail that it's clear to how this is going to go into effect. But on the other hand, typically with state laws, right? It's not just that you write a state law and everybody agrees and it's wonderful. And it's, I mean, state laws get changed all the time for all kinds of reasons. And so that's something that just is a part of the process, because we write something, we think it's great, and then it turns out, oh, that didn't work at all the way we intended. So I think you would see that quickly because of the kind of visibility and the magnitude of this issue. But my guess would be there would not be a group of legislators who would say, let's just get rid of this. We think this is a bad idea. So,
all right. Well, I'll place a bet on that with you. But Matthew Burbank, political scientist at the University of Utah, thanks so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.